a normal day like for you, Walter, and PDA?
Oh, man. Ooh-wee.
First of all.
I said normal.
When does it end?
You know what, man? Bishop Abney from Grand Rapids, Michigan, man, he's the grandfather of the barges. It's where Marvin Sapp came out of. You know, I heard him say one time, he said, you know what, if I had to go back and do and change one thing about my life, it would be when I was younger, I would have slept less. Wow. Because now, you know, life is so short. And as you get older, the older you get, the more you're going to sleep anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. And I that just that affected me, man, because I'm like, you know, there's so much to do that, man, we don't even go to sleep. I could call Walter at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, oh, Pete, I got this idea. You know, yep. Jay'll click in like, you know, man, y'all still up? What's up? I'm by your crib. I'm about to stop by and play you something. I mean, that's just how we are, man. We're just around the clock, man. We wake up to it. We go to sleep to it. Right. You know, we're actually napping to music. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really we sleeping, getting no 8 hours or nothing. You know, we get a little nap here and there, man. But, you know, we wake up, man, on the phone. We wake up with Walt calling, talk about deals that's on the table, mm-hmm. situations, agreements, and things, and then straight to the studio, man, straight to the writer, straight to our upcoming producers, to our other artists that we're grooming, which is in boot camp, and I mean, it's just a full day every day, man. And then we roll out with some of our artists, man, so we go to the cities with them to make sure everything is cool, make sure the sound right, make sure it comes off right, make sure everything flows smoothly, man. So I mean, you know, it's nonstop for us, 24/7.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that people don't see. They see the glitz and the glamour, you know, to the industry, man. But it's hard. It's hard work. You know, it definitely had to have the dedication to make it happen. But because we love what we do, you know, we enjoy every hour of it, man. It's great to see the artists growing and developing. It's great to see some of the records that we're doing, you know, on Patti LaBelle, you know, have an opportunity to work with phenomenal artists like that. That's the reward. But it's definitely time. You put the time in to get there. That's for sure.
You're speaking of great artists. Is there anyone that you haven't produced but you would like to produce and work with?
Absolutely. Whitney Houston, yeah. Celine Dion, Michael Jackson. I wish Frank Sinatra was still alive and him and Nat King Cole, John Hathaway. That would be really awesome. You know, however, you know, it's always other people, man. You know, that will just broaden our minds, broaden our horizons, broaden our creativity, man. So everyone, man, from Jewel all the way over to Norah Jones.
We're going to do some country, too, Doc.
Norah Jones, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'd love to do Carrie Underwood's next record, man, you know, which is a country artist. I mean, you know, so it's just so many people, man, that yet, you know, it's always more to do and always things to collaborations that will broaden our creativity.
What makes you so versatile? Like you said, you would do a country artist. You know, you would do a Frank Sinatra. Because a lot of people are kind of pigeonholed, and they could only do maybe this type of artist, that type of artist. But like you said, you know, hey, you're willing to do any type of artist. How do you get that way?
Hey, man, you know what? The thing about my mom told me when I was little, man, she said, you playing the drums now, go and start playing the piano. Okay, now when you finish that, go play the guitar. When God gives you the gift of music, He don't just give you drums. You know, He just don't give you piano or bass. He gives you the gift of music. You can go and learn and skillfully play any instrument as long as you believe you can do it. You know,
right.
And that's the way we all, and the fact that we are all three different entities, but yet we're one, we all bring a little bit more to the table because, you know, I wouldn't maybe stretch out and do something real light and jazzy. Jay would. And when it comes to Walter, you know, a lot of people don't know Walter's a funky bass player. That's why he loves up-tempo so much because playing the bass is his thing, you know. Uh-huh. And he loves to thump and he loves to pop and thump and pop and rock and dump, you know.
Man.
So all of that mixed together, man, you know, it just we keep each other's fire burning, man. Just, okay, no, you Paul, dig a little deeper. Walter, dig a little deeper. Jay, dig a little deeper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
mm-hmm.
You know, what comes out of it, man, is just all kinds of different music, man, all kinds of different stuff.
Walter, exactly. You fooled me. I thought you were just a businessman.
Man, I'm a secret weapon, man.
I hear you.
A secret weapon, man. But, I mean, it's versatility in this business. And then to survive, you know what I'm saying, in this business. And then to keep the creative juices flowing, you know, because we've done movie soundtracks. We've done, you know.
Sitcom, TV shows.
You know, TV shows. You know, it's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know, but Jam have been. They've been hearing our music on CSI, on Soul Food, you know, didn't know it was us, didn't know it was our commercial that was Kmart and Chrysler and all these other entities. So, you know, you have to be versatile, really get the creative juices that you have in you really flowing and burning, man. And that's what we've definitely aspired to do. And we've been
that's our strength, man. You know, when you talk about Teddy Riley, his strength was, you know, beats. You know, when you talk about, you know, Timberland and the Neptunes, their thing was, you know, chord structures and stuff over beats. Our whole strength, man, has been versatility. That's been our strength.
Hey, well, fellas, it has been a pleasure. I can talk to you all night long. Hey, I'm feeling it. Yeah. And, hey, man. And
definitely get that pajama joint that's coming out, singing to the Lord.
We'll do.
That's what's up.
Hey, we are pumping Father like crazy here.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Hey, it is. It is. Our guest, PDA, and also
yes,
Walter Kearney. Hey, PDA, I always wanted to say this. PDA, hit me.
Yeah, that's the slogan, man. That's the slogan. That's the seal right there.
Hey, for real. Gentlemen, thank you, and may God continue to bless you guys.
Oh, man, thank you guys, man.
You will.
Always. Anytime.
Okay. Our guest, PDA, Walter Kearney on Star 94.1.